Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Sunil Verma with World News. The headlines. U.S. President Donald Trump says the shooting down of U.S. jets will not impact Iran talks. UN Security Council postpones vote on opening Strait of Hormuz. 8 killed in an earthquake in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul. Tremors felt in North India. And NASA releases high-resolution images of the Earth taken by Artemis II crew as it heads towards the moon. U.S. President Donald Trump has asserted that shooting down of U.S. military jets will have no bearing on diplomatic discussions with Iran. According to media reports, President Trump dismissed the notion that the event would impede negotiations with Iran. These remarks represent his first public response to the loss of American planes during the hostilities, occurring as combat actions and diplomatic initiatives proceed simultaneously, a report.
Two U.S. warplanes were downed over Iran and the Gulf, Iranian and U.S. officials said yesterday, with two pilots rescued and a third still missing and being searched by Tehran's forces. The incidents show the risk still faced by U.S. and Israeli aircraft over Iran, despite assertion from U.S. President Donald Trump and his Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth that their forces had total control of the skies. The first plane, a two-seat U.S. F-15E jet, was shot down by Iranian fire, officials in both countries said. The second plane, an A-10 Warthog fighter aircraft, was hit by Iranian fire and crashed over Kuwait with the pilots ejecting. The two U.S. officials said two Black Hawk helicopters involved in the search effort for the missing pilot were hit by Iranian fire but made it out of Iranian airspace, the officials said. The degree of injuries among the crew of the aircraft remain unclear. The status and whereabouts of the missing F-15E crew member was not publicly known. Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps said it was combing an area where the pilot's plane came down in southwestern Iran, and the regional governor promised a commendation for anyone who captured or killed the forces of the hostile enemy. With SK Swain's report, Jigyasa Pandey for World News.
The UN Security Council has postponed a vote on authorizing the use of defensive force to protect shipping in the Strait of Hormuz from Iranian attacks. The 15-member body was set to vote last night on a draft resolution brought by Bahrain, but the schedule shifted. The reason given was that the United Nations observes Good Friday as a public holiday. The Gulf nation of Bahrain holds the presidency of the UN Security Council this month. No new date has been given for voting on the draft. The Atomic Energy Organization of Iran has accused the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, of clear complicity following its failure to denounce military strikes on the nation's nuclear infrastructure, state broadcaster TV reported. The Iranian body asserted that the global watchdog's refusal to speak out against recent U.S.-Israeli aggression effectively aligns the agency with the attackers. In a statement shared on social media today, the AEOI revealed that its chief, Mohammad Islami, has reportedly contacted IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi. Islami's correspondence urged the Director General to formally condemn the illegal attacks targeting Iranian sites dedicated to peaceful energy production. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni met Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman as she arrived in Jeddah on an unannounced visit yesterday. During the meeting, they reviewed bilateral relations and opportunities for further development. They also discussed the latest regional developments, the repercussions of the ongoing military escalation on freedom of international navigation and energy security, its impact on the global economy, and the coordination of joint efforts to enhance regional security and stability, the report said. The Italian Prime Minister arrived in Saudi Arabia as part of a two-day visit to the Gulf nations that will also include Qatar and the United Arab Emirates. A Japanese liquefied natural gas LNG tanker has transited the Strait of Hormuz for the first time since the Middle East conflict began, offering some relief to the energy-dependent nation. A spokesperson for the tanker's joint owner, Mitsui O.S.K. Lines, said the crew of the Panama-flagged Sohar LNG is safe. Yesterday, a private news website reported that the tanker appeared to be empty as it attempted to exit the strait. The Sohar LNG had been circling in the Persian Gulf over the past month. Japan procures some 90% of its energy supplies from the Gulf and was one of the first countries to release oil from its strategic reserves. This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Cuba has begun releasing prisoners after saying it would free more than 2,000 people as a humanitarian and sovereign gesture while facing continued pressure from the United States. More than 20 inmates emerged from La Lima prison in eastern Havana, crying and hugging relatives. Those freed will include foreign nationals, young people, women, and those aged over 60, a statement from the Cuban embassy in the U.S. said. It is the largest such amnesty in 10 years. The U.S. said it was closely monitoring whether those it deems to be political prisoners would be among the liberated. The U.S. spokesperson said it is unclear how many, if any, political prisoners will be released. NASA has shared the first high-resolution images of the Earth taken by the Artemis II Orion spacecraft crew as they head on their trip around the moon. In a photograph, mission commander Reid Wiseman captured a view of Earth through the capsule's window. The image shows the planet veiled in sweeping cloud formations, appearing to rise beyond the spacecraft as the crew continues its journey. The first image, called Hello World, shows the vast expanse of blue that is the Atlantic Ocean, framed by a thin glow of the atmosphere as the Earth eclipses the sun and green auroras at either pole. The three American astronauts and one Canadian will fly around the moon in the Orion capsule before looping back towards Earth without landing. A fast-growing wildfire in windy Southern California prompted multiple evacuation orders and warnings yesterday. The fire spread over a 2.34 square kilometer area. The cause of the fire east of Moreno Valley in Riverside County is under investigation. It was not immediately known how many households are under evacuation warnings or orders. The CAL FIRE map showed the fire burning in a recreational area near the city of Moreno Valley, which has a population of roughly 2 lakhs. The city is 103 kilometers east of Los Angeles. Ms. Rini Sambath, a Tamil Nadu-born candidate, has become the first South Asian person to secure a place on the ballot for mayor of Washington, D.C., marking a milestone in the city's political history. Sambath, who was born in Thane in India and moved to the United States at the age of 7, said the moment carried personal and broader community significance. She said that it is so meaningful to her to be the first South Asian person to make the ballot for DC mayor. And now let's move on to the world of sports.
In Indian Premier League IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Chennai Super Kings by 5 wickets in Chennai last night. Chasing a victory target of 210 runs, Punjab Kings overhauled the score for the loss of 5 wickets in 18.4 overs. Punjab Kings have started the 2026 season with 2 victories. Today, Delhi Capitals will take on Mumbai Indians at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. In another match, Gujarat Titans will face Rajasthan Royals at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. In football, the Indian football team have suffered a 3-4 defeat to Bangladesh on penalties in the final of the SAFF Men's Under-20 Championship at the National Stadium in Maldives yesterday. This was Bangladesh's second SAFF Under-20 Championship title. Payal Sharma for World News.
Vice President of Nepal, Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav, stresses that women entrepreneurs in Nepal are the driving force towards building a self-reliant, inclusive and sustainable society. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. U.S. President Donald Trump says the shooting down of U.S. jets will not impact Iran talks. UN Security Council postpones vote on opening Strait of Hormuz. 8 killed in an earthquake in Afghanistan's capital Kabul. Tremors felt in North India. And NASA releases high-resolution images of the Earth taken by Artemis II crew as it heads towards the moon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.